And if I have a hearing impairment? 7/10. Depending on your hearing impairment, you might need visual support of some degree for the various gameplay features. An adventure RPG, the story, and the information about the environment are key to understanding Assassin's Creed Mirage. The subtitles are well implemented. You can select between three sizes and alter the visibility of the subtitle background. You can also display the speaker's name and direction when they aren't standing in front of the player. The same options are available for the closed captions with information about the environment. It allows you to choose different sizes for these two elements and set up the most comfortable display. Additionally, you may wish to adjust the audio sources based on your quality of hearing and priorities. You can set different volumes for the dialogue and sound effects, which help to play and understand the game, compared to the music. If you would still like to enjoy the music, you can make it play less often. It's also possible to boost the dialogue volume or reduce the dynamic range. In terms of exploration, the information is highly visual. Icons, light beams, eagle vision, and Enkidu mean the player shouldn't need to rely on sounds to navigate the environment. It's combat that might cause a slight issue. In this key aspect of gameplay, it's crucial to visually signpost the enemies off-screen, if you can't use the sound of their voices. There are different situations. In unrestricted areas, the guards aren't dangerous so long as you have the lowest notoriety. To spot them, you need to use the vision modes discussed above. However, it may be good to highlight everything, but it can quickly fill up the screen with too much visual information. In restricted areas, there are numerous enemies on the lookout. It's recommended to use stealth, and there is a system to help you keep your bearings. As soon as you step into an enemy's field of view, a curved white line appears on screen with an arrow pointing toward them to warn you. The line turns yellow once the enemy notices something, then it's time to hide. It becomes red when the enemy identifies you and makes chase, while alerting every other guard in the area. At this stage, combat is unavoidable. Seeing as the warning is visual, so far so good. But once you enter melee combat, you have to manage the whole group of enemies. While targeted by a ranged enemy, you see a new curved line and arrow to indicate where the shot is coming from. The line is white if an enemy aims at you, red if they are about to shoot. But we have a problem, only these ranged attacks are signposted. Melee enemies standing off-screen remain hidden. Unless you turn around to check, there is no way of knowing if there are enemies remaining and how many there are. And since you don't hear them, you're often in danger of nasty surprises and unexpected attacks in the thick of melee, which can result in a game over. Note that Assassin's Creed lets you sync with a special third-party tool called OWO Skin. It provides haptic feedback to the body with vibrations, for instance, to feel the location of attacks in combat. Though we haven't tested this, it's another type of feedback other than visual, so it's worth knowing about. Starting at €500, we ought to test it before we can recommend it to you. Let us know if you have tried it. In terms of playability with a hearing impairment, the combat may cause difficulties, which knocks off a few points. But 7/10 is still a very good score.